morning. This is KWSO News. Warm Springs Tribal Council met in November. Some of the actions they approved were for November 9th for the Secretary-Treasurer CEO to attend the Tarot Legal Conference. November 10th, there was a water treatment plant update and a subsequent approval to use the CHOOSH Fund to support employee salary increases and public utilities operation budget for 2022 and 2023. November 22nd, Barbara Haslinger and Dan Ahern were appointed to serve as Tribal Court Judge Pro Tempore to hear and preside over cases as needed. The 2022 jury list was also approved. Mike Marcotte was approved as an alternate on the Warm Springs Joint Health Commission. A 25-year commercial business lease was granted to the casino enterprise in the Walsie Lane area adjacent to the Warm Springs Plaza. Tina Jackson was appointed to the Warm Springs Casino and Gaming Enterprise Board of Directors. Warm Springs Housing Authority was granted a 25-year master lease in the Park Heights area. 2022 fishing regulations were also approved. On November 23rd, Thomas Weathers, James David Williams, Richard Uffelman, and Anthony Broadman were appointed as appeals court judges for the Warm Springs Court of Appeals and are appointed for a three-year term. On November 29th, funding was approved for the Warm Springs Intensive Forest Management Program. Additionally, funding was allocated for the Senior Distribution Fund for 2022. Tribal Council also approved a budget of $16,627,983 for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs in 2022. And on December 6, Tribal Council approved allocation of health service funds collections for the calendar year 2022. $650,000 was approved for the Tribe Scholarship Fund, and $1,610,000 was approved for per capita distributions to tribal members at $25 each month. Traffic accidents took a stunning toll on Oregon drivers over the last week. Transportation officials blame snow, ice, and a return to crowded roads. Oregon Public Broadcasting, Sam Stites reports.
Oregon State Police reported a total of 915 traffic accidents between December 23rd and December 28th. That's nearly three times the number of crashes seen over the same time period in recent years. Police say there's been one confirmed fatality, but expect the number of serious injuries to be high. ODOT spokesperson David House says that a combination of winter weather and a return to pre-pandemic levels of traffic are a reminder to travelers to use caution when venturing out. House said the best advice ODOT can share this week is, if you don't need to travel, don't.
If you can sit tight, just avoid getting out there. That's just going to be the safest thing you can possibly do.
Oregonians west of the Cascades can expect a few more mornings of snowy and icy conditions on the roads before the rain and warmer temperatures return this weekend. I'm Sam Stites reporting.
Of the many Oregon laws that will go into effect in the new year, one will focus on increasing the amount of affordable housing that can be built around the state. The law makes it so that land that is currently zoned for commercial or light industrial uses can be the site of affordable housing developments. Representative Pam Marsh worked on the law in a legislative housing committee. She says it has been difficult to find land for affordable housing after the destruction from Southern Oregon's Alameda Fire.
We'll see how much impact this actually has in the Rogue Valley, but I do think we have small cities that are already wondering, Ashland is one, I think Talent is one, whether some areas that are otherwise have been set aside for commercial or light industrial should be housing areas.
Marsh says the law is meant to remove zoning constraints on affordable housing. Developments have to meet requirements like serving people who can earn below a certain percentage of the local median income. This new law and many others in Oregon will start on January 1st. And now a look into sports. The Madras White Buffalo girls basketball team won in Sisters at the Holiday Shootout, beating the host team in their opening game last night 38-26. The Lady Buffs are going to be playing Ridgeview today at 7 p.m. If they win, they will play tomorrow at 2 p.m. against the winner of the Crook County LeGrand game. But if they lose, they will play at 10 a.m. tomorrow against the loser of that Crook County and LeGrand game. The boys team was edged by Sisters 44-41 last night. They will play tonight at 7 p.m. against Mazama, who fell yesterday to Junction City. In college football, Oklahoma heads into the Alamo Bowl against Oregon with all eyes on quarterback Caleb Williams. He has yet to declare if he will stay at Oklahoma under new coach Brent Venables. Interim coach Bob Stoops says Williams has been energetic and engaged in practice. Oregon's offensive assistant Brian McClendon leads the Ducks as interim coach for the bowl. Dan Lanning will take over next season. Both teams are seeking their 11th win of the year. The Holiday Bowl has become the fifth postseason college football game to be canceled. UCLA was forced to pull out just hours before kickoff because of COVID-19 issues with the team. The Bruins were scheduled to face number 18 North Carolina State at Petco Park, the home of the San Diego Padres. The Hawaii Military, Fenway, and Arizona Bowls have already been canceled with virus issues, leaving teams without enough available players. The Sun and Gator Bowls had to scramble to find replacement teams. North Carolina State is the fifth Atlantic Coast Conference team to have its bowl disrupted. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.